Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My goal by the end of this segment is to get you to agree with a thought I had over the weekend that kids under two should not be allowed at Disneyland.
Nope.
Well,
wow. Nope.
It's a big statement.
Welcome to the absurdity of it makes me laugh, but I got a point to it.
I have a feeling I'm going to have to play referee here because producer Jess's eyes are on fire right now.
No, they're not. They're about to fall asleep because she's so tired from this weekend dragging her kid around Disney who's not even a year old yet.
I'm tired because of the daylight savings.
So explain what you did this weekend, a marvelous family weekend.
We took Walt to Disneyland on Saturday.
You took him to see the namesake.
Yes.
His first trip.
Well, actually, it was his second.
Oh, okay. I thought it was his first. Okay.
We took him a little earlier, but this is the first time he got to meet Mickey.
Oh.
And it was a big moment. To let you know, Walt is not even a year old yet, right?
Mm-hmm. No, he's 6 months.
Oh, good Lord. He's only 6 months. He's been there twice?
I know. He's spoiled.
So nothing's going to... Nothing that happened to Walt over the weekend is ever going to stay in his memory bank. The fact that he met Mickey at 6 months old means nothing to Walt when he's 16, correct?
No, it was for us.
Exactly my point.
Right.
We had a conversation last night in preparation for this morning's show.
It went 0 to 50 just like that.
Tanya or Jessica was talking about how exhausted she was and how Walt kept them up all night, which made Disney kind of a challenge because Disney is not a place where you go and just remain inactive all day. It's not a place you go getting caught up on sleep. It's the exact opposite. And I was food for thought just saying, hey, wouldn't it be great if you didn't have... Again, it makes me laugh. Like not allowing children under two into Disneyland.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Terrible idea.
Disney's for kids.
Wait, I know.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not a monster. I love watching my children, who are not small children anymore, still act as if they're small children when they go to Disney. I'm taking my girls this weekend. I can't wait. However, Jess, does Walt get anything out of being at Disney at 6 months
old? He actually really enjoys it. He laughs and smiles all day. He loves seeing all the people.
The bright
colors,
everything.
We had a lot of friends.
I love your son.
Meeting Mickey. He loved it.
I love your son, and I love what a great parent you are. But your son plays with a paper cup from Costco.
Yeah.
Do you think he is aware of what goes on at Disneyland?
No, not entirely, but it doesn't.
And then you can't go on any rides that you want to because you're pushing the stroller
Let me get you on that point. Disney has a thing where if you are with a parent, if you're a parent with kids, you can switch off. So one parent can go on, and then they'll give you a pass so the other parent can immediately go on the ride too. So you don't have to miss out on any rides.
All right. Okay. Well, that argument's taken care of then. How about this? How about no strollers at Disney? Wouldn't that be wonderful for a change? Have no strollers?
Stop. And you are doing this what you want, Mr. Adult. And you know what? Maybe why kids, when your daughters, something stays in their memory bank, and it brings back good feelings.
At 6 months old, come on.
Well, everything stays in your memory bank. It's whether you can pull it out or not. But you are so out of line with that.
And plus, they're
so out of line.
They're free at Disneyland till they're two. You don't have to pay. It's not like I paid to get him
in. And it's a way for you to get out and do something, and you don't have to pay for the baby.
Right.
833-287-1037. Do you agree with John that no one under two should be at Disney?
They can't go on any rides. They just sit there.
Babies?
You can't bring a six-month-old on any of the rides.
Oh, heck yeah. We went on Pirates of the Caribbean. We went on Jungle Cruise. We went on
Carry your son onto those rides?
Yes.
How do you latch yourself in?
Those rides don't have latches. You're just sitting there. There's plenty of rides a kid could go on. He loved Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think
you're not forced to go on any horrible kids' rides.
Those rides are the best. There's always a long line for Peter Pan.
Peter Pan's a good ride.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
833.
That's the longest ride. I think that's the longest line of any ride there.
Yeah.
I think it's the most popular ride.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tammy. You were doing something important.
I was trying to get people to chime in because I think you're going to have your you-know-what handed to you. 833-287-1037. Are you in John's camp? No one under two should be there? No babies, no strollers?
Monster. Monster.
I'm not anti-kid. I'm not anti-baby. It's just, come on. It's like the one-year-old birthday party. Who's that for?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Lauren's in Santee. Let me have it, Lauren.
Hey, John. So, sorry, I have to disagree with you on this. But
what a shock.
My parents took me to Disneyland with my brother and my sister when I was much older than two. So I don't necessarily think it's about the children's memories. It's more about the family's memories and having a good time together.
Exactly.
And experiencing that magic.
So
here's the thing. If we go with John's route, then he should totally applaud my parents. For when they shipped off my sisters to my two grandmas and I went to my uncle's farm and they came to California to visit my aunt. And they went to Disneyland. No kids.
Well, you're at the farm.
Well, I was at the farm.
How old were you?
Probably fifth grade, sixth grade.
Okay, now that's the time to go to Disney. That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine, like, being at Disneyland, all of a sudden, your baby Walt starts crying, and he won't stop crying, and everyone's irritated, he won't stop crying. Then you gotta leave, because he won't stop crying. You can't even enjoy the park, because he won't stop crying. Come
Look,
on.
Look, if he was one of those babies that did that, then no, I wouldn't bring him there. But he's a very mild-mannered child.
Your
he
baby
doesn't
is.
Cry that
yes.
much.
Your baby
I mean,
is.
Yeah.
Not every baby
Not
is.
Not every baby is, all but right. mine is.
Lauren, thank you for that. It's a wonderful counterpoint. Thank you. Rusty is an Alpine. All right, Rusty.
In the infamous words of Robin Williams, Mickey Mouse to a three-year-old is a six-foot friggin' rat.
All right. Thanks, Rusty. I think Rusty's agreeing with me. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I love going to Disneyland. I love bringing my daughters to Disneyland. You know why? Because they're able to do what they want to do.
And you don't want to deal with everyone else's strollers and babies. That's
the problem.
That's what it is.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If we were living here right now and your daughters were one, you'd be dragging them there.
You can go on any ride you want. You don't have to worry about stroller parking.
That's what it's like.
Changing a diaper in a stinky bathroom.
That's what it means to be either A, single, or B, an adult with adult children. You don't want to deal with little kids.
Kaylee's in Fallbrook.
So I took my son for his first birthday to Disney, and it was a blast for everybody. Like, it was really simple because they have that baby care center. So if he got hot, he could go get out of the sun. They had a nursing station, a diaper station. They even had, like, little mini potties in there for little kids. We didn't have to wait hardly in any lines. And he rode, like, 15 rides there.
Well,
and clearly, John doesn't want new moms and dads to go to Disney.
Oh, my
ever.
Gosh.
Dad, you got to stay home.
Listen, I understand the ludicrousness of a statement like people of a certain age shouldn't be allowed at Disneyland. But the more I thought about it, as absurd as it is, there's got to be some new parents that would be like, oh, God, if I only didn't have. Well, the second you said we got no sleep the night before because Walt kept us up all night, I'm like, oh, I bet you loved walking around Disneyland on no sleep all day.
The only thing problem was that me and Jeff got fussy with each other.
Exactly.
The baby was fine.
You got fussy.
Why did you get fussy with each other? Because of the baby.
No.
If the baby wasn't there, you wouldn't have been fussy. You'd have been having a Disney love fest.
Because no adults ever get in arguments at Disney.
Yeah. No. We got.
But then again, babies don't hardly sleep anyway, so.
Yeah. Exactly my point.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly my point.
And, like, no one over the age of two ever has a temper tantrum. Okay. It's clearly this is just what John wants.
Yeah.
I want Disney for just me and grown-ups. That's really it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.